Now stand aside, worthy adversary.
'Tis but a scratch.
A scratch? Your arm's off.
No, it isn't.
Well, what's that then?
I've heard worse.
You liar!
Come on, you pansy!
Victory is mine!
We thank thee, Lord, that in thy mouth...
Come on, then!
What?
Have at you!
You are indeed brave tonight, but the fight is mine!
Oh, and enough, eh?
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left!
Yes, I have!
Look!
Just a flesh wound.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another week of Muskies on Tap. I'm one of your four hosts tonight, actually, Gus Manti. We are bringing to you episode number 97, and it is still winter up here. Just got dumped with a bunch of snow, getting more snow, not ideal. But let's introduce the other MOT members on here tonight. Before we get into tonight's podcast, we got none other than my brother, Max Manti. Max, how you doing?
Doing really good. Nice little trip with you there, Gus, down to Mexico last week. Enjoyed some warm weather, but we're back at it here in the Midwest. Spring is, I think, upon us. Sounds like you guys got dusted pretty good over the last couple days, but it's been fairly warm down here in Minneapolis. I've been seeing some pictures of Lake Minnetonka opening up already. But yeah, no, it was good trip. Like I said, enjoyed the warm weather, got to watch a little bit of basketball. March Madness is going on. We're running our Muskies on Tap bracket challenge again this year. Just wanted to give a quick shout out to a few guys that are tied for first right now that are in the 98th percentile in the entire country.
Unreal.
Just crushing it. Could have used your guys' advice. And then we also have our cousin over there in South Dakota, Tommy Toes, sitting in third place.
Well, hold on.
Shout out Toes. No way.
You're not gonna shout out the first and second?
Well, it's Elon Muskie and Beer League Hopeful, so I'm not sure who it is.
Beer League Hopeful doesn't have any hope because he's got St. John, so cling to that T1 for now. Shout out right. Elon Muskie, though. He's looking pretty solid.
Yeah, looking really good.
And then the
Young in third, too. Grizzly Ando, some few people there real close with some looking pretty good in the bracket challenge. But yeah, we had a great turnout this year. I think Gus and I are way down to the bottom. I'm assuming Brian is as well. Mm-hmm. I haven't checked up.
25th. Not bad.
Yeah. Top but Brian, I'm sure you're doing well this evening, but on the March Madness note, what's give us some takes here. What's been your thoughts on the tournament so far?
Man, it's a lot to digest. You know, I've heard a lot of crap about people saying it's a down year. You know, that Cinderella is a thing of the past because of the NIL. I think it's all BS. I think it's a great tournament so far. You know, the Cinderellas, they weren't like blown out in every game. There was a lot of close games that just didn't roll their way. And I saw this graph earlier today. It had the last five tournaments, the average rank or the average seed in the round of 16. And this was like third out of the 5 years of the highest seed. So like there's only been two of the last 5 years that have had a higher seed average in the Sweet 16.
So you think this is more narrative media driven?
Yeah, I think it's media trying to get clicks. I'm not here for it. Badger game was very fun to watch. BYU's legit. Kind of knew that was a tough draw for them. BYU's one of the hottest teams. Badgers had a great year, though. I think they were supposed to be bottom of the Big Ten coming in. So I think they had a great year, exceeded expectations. But, yeah, it's been a long wait now. We got to wait.
Brutal Marquette game. That was tough.
Yeah, Marquette was tough to watch. They kind of peaked at the wrong time in the beginning of the year, it felt like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, going now, what, three straight days without tournament basketball feels like an eternity.
Lost.
Looking forward to Thursday for sure.
Yeah, it'll be nice to get back in the saddle again, watch some games. But yeah, no, without further ado, let's just quickly introduce our little extra add-on co-host here this evening. We got Taylor Flannery from Muskie Guaranteed Guide Service making an appearance here. He's going to help us out with some online submissions. I think him and Gus got some beef maybe to settle here on air tonight regarding their bucktail competition with Huntsie Tails booth over the past, what was that now, 2 weeks ago at the Wausau Muskie Expo. So without further ado here, Taylor, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing good, guys. Glad to be on here talking with you again. It's always a good time and something to break up the winter, so
Yeah, we appreciate you joining us here. I just before Gus steps in, I do want to give you a full round of applause for being the highest selling Huntsie tail in the Bro Staff competition. Brian, give him a round of applause, bud.
Woo woo.
I don't know if
Congrats,
that comes through.
congrats. Yeah, I don't think it
I'm
comes
not sure
through.
either.
So I just want to ask Taylor, I mean, what were your expectations going into this little competition you guys had? How do you feel after taking home the cake?
Well, I pretty much wake up in the morning and piss excellence, so no, it was all for fun. It was all good. Honestly, it was fun to go back and forth with the guys online and kind of get everybody, hyped up for it. And really, all it helped was Kyle at Hunsie Tales. So that's what the main goal was. But no, it was fun. It was a little bit of friendly competition. And really, I mean, Gus didn't have a chance. It was him against the world. So.
It really was. That's what it felt like. Everybody was against me. Nobody was on my side after the Milwaukee showing and the Sucks Juice Box selling out there. And then it's like, oh, now we got four other customs or
New
whatever from
cussies. Yeah, I
yeah
mean,
from
I think you kind of dug your own grave though, Gus. Like, I mean, you were kind of talking shit online after the Milwaukee show, after the juice
Oh
box
yeah.
did super well. I think you kind
All
of
in good
brought that
fun.
upon yourself, I mean, it's a great color. I did buy a Suggs juice box. I had my eyes on that one. But for those of the people maybe listening to this that weren't at the Wausau show and that didn't get a chance to see the Facebook back and forth, Taylor, do you want to explain this color pattern that you kind of customize and what it looks like and why you think it's going to be so effective for this upcoming year?
Yeah, it's just a kind of black purple skirt with a little bit of gold mixed into it, and then just a double gold on the blades, which, I mean, for me, I don't really get too fancy with colors hardly ever. I absolutely crush fish on purple and gold. I love that. So, and then black and nickel is another, staple everywhere. It works everywhere. But Kyle pretty much, threw that thing together and it looks fantastic. But basically, that's my favorite colors to throw in the Northwoods, or whether it's clear water, stained water, night or bright sun, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it works all the time, but that's just one of the favorites. But I really thought that Jamie's color was gonna just go nuts at the Wisconsin Expo just because of the 715 and it being black and orange, and it was a really, really
Oh
pretty
yeah.
cocktail. But yeah, it I don't know, I think that one sold out as well, so I mean, it's not like it wasn't a hit. They were all pretty saucy colors.
Let me ask you this. You like neutral colors, not a flashy bait guy. Can Muskie see purple?
I think it just shows up as another shade of black, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I
I
mean,
think I agree. But
yeah, and it
it's
doesn't
shiny.
really. Yeah, and it's like, I mean, I do really well for walleyes on purple. I do really well muskies on purple. I mean, literally everything. It's one of my favorite colors, and I don't believe that a lot of people are throwing it. So even though it is one of the original, kind of known purple and gold, was like the Muskie Mayhem was the original cowgirls and that. So, but yeah, it doesn't really get out there as much as I think it should.
I
No, I
think
think
it feels like more of a Minnesota color. So I'm glad
possibly.
that
I think,
you're.
yeah. I was just gonna chime in there when you brought up Mayhem. I think the first trigger 7.9 trigger that I bought was purple gold, and that thing is money. Love that bait, and all types of water clarity. I think that was the first purple gold bucktail I got, so that gave me a lot of confidence in that color. I really like your colorway. Congrats to the guarantee getting her done. It was guaranteed to go first from the beginning anyways.
Yeah.
But no, it, I mean, yeah, Jamie's color was literally like a, I don't know, like a better version of a Oktoberfest black orange kind of perch color. I really like that one a lot.
Yeah, it had some like kind of pearl accent in the black skirt too. That was really nice. I'm sure that'll shine really nice in the water.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I
Well,
think
oh, go ahead.
I would like to be on this panel next year and get to create my own custom color. I mean, I did
You could.
that. I did that with a showgirl, or I forget the exact model.
Junior cowgirl.
Junior cowgirl,
This one,
pink,
right?
purple.
Yeah. This one right here.
Yeah, pink, purple, a little flash of blue in there. We've heard good things about pink. I don't know, Taylor. Is pink the same as purple? Is it productive? I mean, what? Am I on to the right thing there?
That's kind of a funny thing because I used to have just a nasty, ratty old, it was like a Marabou pink bucktail. And it
Yeah.
was like every time that, I needed something to work and nothing was, you throw that thing on just because it was the stupidest thing in your box and you'd get bit. So, I mean, there might be something to it, but I don't throw a lot of pink.
That's definitely tracking. That's
Easy to see.
a lot of this is coming together here, listening to that story for Brian. All right. Well, so do you guys want to chat at all about anything else from the show before we dive into the on the line segment, or should we save that for after? What are you feeling there, host?
I was just gonna give some shout outs really to all the peeps that stopped by the booth. I know the last episode we had was pretty much just our live podcast from the expo. We had great guests on there. Thank you again to those that hopped on, because there's a few that have never podcast or sat behind a mic ever and told stories really well. So round of applause to them. I thought it was great. I'm happy how the audio turned out from that. But no, it was a good show. Got lots of baits. I just sent Brian and Max the picture, because after the show went straight to Mexico, never really looked at the haul until literally a few days ago, and I'm like, whoa, this is a little bit larger than I thought there. But we got a big old pile of Bam Bams, the new swim fin, a bunch more of the shallow bow fins. I mean, I could run through like the whole list, but let's see. Conklin's new pacifier, pretty pumped on that dive and rise. Nick Amrose with Hammer Customs picked up a jackhammer that I am excited to troll a Phil glide bait in pink lemonade, or as Kyle Hunsader calls it, Carl's lemonade. Pretty pumped on that one. So that one's pink. Brian, you can throw that.
All
It's all
right.
you, dog.
It's a glider too. Kyle's doubling down on that. He wants me to get one on a glide, so
I was gonna say
opener. I'll be on him.
You had what? Your goal was over like a 38 or 40 or
30,
something on a glide?
36.
36.
Hopefully it's not
36.
40. He might be searching for a while.
Yeah. Stop by, sheesh, TRO. Stop by, let's see here. Swap meet, got some good stuff. Got an old granny, 13
Yeah,
inch
so
granny.
I'm forgetting the name of the glide. It's kind of a carp. I got one. You got one as well. You also
Yeah.
got their hard body swim bait.
So that was Rusty's custom baits, which I got to meet Rusty at the show, talked to him briefly on Messenger a few times before the show. He is a really, really nice guy. I was happy to stop in there. Got a six sucker, 6 inch six sucker, and then Taylor, you might have to remind me, is it the crackhead swim bait? Is that what he
Yeah.
calls the yeah. So I
Yeah,
got
he had a I think he had a 5 inch and a 7 inch, and then I'm not sure if he had a 9 inch there or not, but yeah, I'm pretty excited about those, especially you guys run a lot of swim baits. So I mean, how
love
often do
them.
you get those chewed up? So to have a hard bodied swim bait, and that was really innovative how he did that with that little tail in the back and then the rattles inside. I think that's gonna be a really nice bait.
I'm really pumped. I was watching some videos he was showing me. I got the little 5 inch one, and then he made like a seven slim and the seven fat, and he said the fatter one has way more belly roll, and I'm like, all right, sold. I'm getting that one.
Yeah.
So
It's
that
kind
was
of
an
got
easy
like a
decision
little
there.
A little like the old topwater buzz baits with the little flicker on the front.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a name for
Yeah.
that, but it looks pretty
It's just
cool.
like a
Like a
grinder.
propeller. Yeah, a little
Yeah.
propeller up there, grinder.
Yeah. If you
That's
listen to the
sweet.
underwater footage of those baits, that grinding is just ridiculous. I think it's gonna drive them nuts. So,
Yeah, that'll be
yeah. It's
sweet.
almost like
I'm.
a better like mini dozer blade kind of set up to a swim bait
Yeah.
in a way, you know,
I
which is
think, yeah,
awesome.
I think if like, oh man, I mean, I'm sure he maybe is. It sounds like Rusty's always kind of up to something, but if he makes like a larger one, I'm sure that thing would crush for some, big muskies. I know big swim baits are popular on like, Great Lakes fishing, Canada. I don't know. I don't really know about Minnesota. I know a lot of those guys talk about swimming dogs don't always get chewed, but I don't know. Either way, I'm pumped about that one. Looking at the pile from afar here, Tom's Custom Muskie Baits got some more gliders. I was a really big fan of his glide baits, so I had to pick up a few more. I only had two or one of the 7-inch last year. Caught some fish, moved a lot of nice fish. I know Max, you threw that in the fall a decent bit. Yeah, I think he did that one like 7-inch glider sucker pattern. Pumped about that one. I know we picked up a Ridgeway Custom. That bait is awesome. That gets some big fish moving. There's one I think kind of hiding those the spinner baits, springy tackle, the seekers. Pretty pumped to run some more of those. And just spinner baits in general. And picked up a brand new a Munts Angling castable fly that has a bunch of That's gonna be
interchangeable
sweet.
weights. You can actually his design on this new one, you can take apart the bait, like it's in sections, and you can just take out a chunk. It comes like giant. It's like a giant 14, 15-inch or bigger fly, and you can shrink it down to like a little 6-inch and throw some weights and get it to hop and dart around, or you could toss it unweighted and giant and use it in the river or something like that. So I think that's kind of going to be a pretty sweet pattern for early and late season colder water fishing. Pumped on that. And
No top line stuff, Gus. We got that
I didn't
covered. I
yeah
didn't pick
Brian and I filled in for
Oh
him.
yeah, you guys want to mention those ones you guys branched out and got.
Yeah, I got a
Ryan, I
hand
believe
next
you got
one.
a globe, and then Max
Yeah.
got, what was that one from TR Customs? Was it like
I can't remember that.
we both
I
got
was
a globe.
very impulsive decision. I saw Brian over there getting a topwater and I got jealous. So then I just bought the first thing I saw that was different. And it's like pretty hefty topwater bait with like two, I don't know, like loose metal blades on the back, so it's like a prop style, but instead of like the plastic, like a or I don't
That's
know, I would
amazing.
get
It's like
another
metal
brand.
on metal.
It's like
It's a
metal
big
on metal.
L.
What's it,
Brand?
Taylor?
The big
It's TR.
L.
Big Al. Is that what it is from TR Customs?
Yeah. It's
You ever
like
thrown one
a
of
pretty
those?
much like a fat bastard with a metal on metal on the back.
Yeah, have you ever thrown one of those, Taylor?
Yeah, they're the loudest, noisiest things you've ever heard.
It scare him away or are we good?
Well, I'm not gonna talk down or anything because I honestly didn't give it the runtime that it probably deserved. I didn't see a fish on it, but I got so annoyed with the damn thing that I just put it down. I was done. It's very obnoxious.
Yeah, the when I was he was showing me videos and we were sitting there talking to him, and the globe and the one you were just talking about, it definitely has like a distinct I forget the type of metal he uses, but it's definitely like a louder metal on metal prop with a globe and what was the one called, Big Al?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it has a very unique sound, which I'm looking forward to, but we'll see how loud it is.
Minnesota fish might really like it.
Yeah, I could
Yeah.
see it being maybe more of a top water on the big wind days. But yeah, we'll see. I know Gus, I'm looking at the picture. It looks like you're struggling to see over the pile of baits over there.
Should just look at the
But
picture I
yeah,
took.
we loaded up on some taps and tackle, custom color Medusas. I'm pretty fired up about those, and I don't know, a few other that are kind of hidden in there. So I don't know, man. It's a good haul, good show.
Taylor, any others you peg that you've been looking forward to throwing this coming season?
Yeah, I got a top line dipstick. I'm ecstatic to run that. I've seen those in
Those are
act,
sweet.
and I am
They
pumped
are
to.
awesome.
So,
Yeah.
otherwise, I picked up. I actually had not had a Rusty's fortune teller. I really like the six suckers, and I did pick up a few of the fortune tellers. I had a 5-inch when it was a proto, and that thing is the twitchiest little thing I've ever played with. So,
Nice.
pretty excited to have. I think I got another 5-inch, and then a 6-inch in the fortune teller. What else?
Yeah, I know I'm pumped to run the dipsticks more. I didn't give them a ton of runtime last year, but we did on one trip. I did have a client. We were fishing like deeper rock, and they raised a really nice one. I actually think, no, he raised a fish that they ended up catching on a bucktail at sunset. So it showed the one we were looking for. They're
Nice.
sweet. Slow rise, I believe.
Yeah. That's I had a fish last year. Actually, I was fishing with Matt Babrock, and I raised it on a pit bull, and it was like a deep rock bar, and I never saw the fish, but I saw it on the side imaging. It went around like 4 times and just would not eat. And I was like, forget it, and I pulled my bait out. I said, Matt, pitch back there with that thing. He had a dipstick XL on. I'm not kidding you,
Oof.
that fish followed that for probably 100 yards down the whole rock bar. Like every time he would twitch it, it would just shoot forward at it and just stop. Like it was so interested, but it wouldn't do it. So very, very unique bait though.
Yeah, Ghost, do you have the XO? Because the one you have is a that's a big bait. I'd
Oh
hope
yeah.
that's the XO.
I got one of every size actually. We got two XLs, a mid, and then a small one. This is that gaudy like orange belly Cisco in the
Yeah.
XL, and then the other one is like just a natural white belly sucker, basically.
Yeah, those have good action.
Yeah, this thing is gnarly. It's like 14 inch total.
Yeah.
Oh, another one that was there that I was actually really impressed with when I saw the video of it. There's a swim bait by, it's like More Musky or
Oh,
something
Mus
like that.
his name's Lucas. I was just about to I was looking back at the picture. It's like a 9-inch swim bait. I know exactly what you're talking about. If you want to describe it, I'll look up his
Yeah.
page.
It's
These?
it was
It
go
won't
on.
show in that one. No, I can see it over there. They look sweet. I mean, they looked like a great swim bait swimming, and then he showed it when it was ripping. And it was like walking perfectly.
Yeah, and so I actually asked him if he added any weight or anything to the head of that, and he said no, absolutely not. So if you were to add weight to that, I bet you that thing's gonna walk like crazy. I'm pretty excited to get that in the water and see what it does.
Yeah, Muskie and More Outdoors.
Yep.
Check him out. Yeah, he's got a video on his Facebook. You can kind of see the swim baits and pictures right at the beginning. He said he was gonna get him online, I believe. I could check right now, actually. Beauty of technology.
Good podcasting again, guys. Every time we're on here, we end up doing this where we're just looking at our phones and checking out baits and
They're on the
the
website.
TRO
They're on sale right now too. It's like I think it's just for Muskies and More Outdoors. It's just the MO, Moe's 10-inch recon.
Yep, that's the one.
That's the
Yeah,
one.
last time Taylor, you came on was an expensive podcast. I remember that.
He's talking about baits and Brian sitting there on TRO, just buy, 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 buy. That's hilarious. No more of that. Muskie Expos are almost done. We cannot
Yeah,
forget about the
I'm
Waters Meet Muskie Expo
tapping
this
out.
weekend that Taylor and I are gonna be at, so we'll chat on that a little bit more, but I think we should get right into On the Line. Max, if you want to fire up, just throw any one of them out there, and
Oh,
See what's up. We got a lot of good ones entered in. And
All right.
again, if we
So
don't hear yours this week, we will get them in at some point because we do have a lot of submissions right now.
yeah, a little full disclosure here. A little bit unorganized this evening. And so if you did send in a submission over the last few weeks and you did not hear yours on last week's podcast, there's a good chance you probably won't be hearing it on this week's podcast as well, seeing as we only have the new ones teed up. So apologies. We will get to all those ones though at some point in time. We got them in what we call the voice memo vault. But yes, so we're gonna start with the new ones, teeing them up. Recording number one of On the Line. Let's see who we got for our first caller this week.
Hey fellas, it's your buddy Dave up here in God's country, aka the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Been listening to the pod a lot lately. Great stuff, really enjoying it. Heard your 2025 goals and just wanted to come on here and wish you guys good luck with those this year. I have a good feeling for you. I think there's a good chance that you're going to reach those goals. I just want to give you some encouragement. Specifically, I have a message for Max. So if you're not Max, take off the earbuds. This message is specifically for Max. All right, I think they're probably gone. Max, lock in. It is time. I know you're a Packer fan, so you'll get that. This is your year. That 50 is hitting the bag. Lock the fuck in.
That was a great delivery, Dave. Thanks for
Shout
tuning
out,
in.
Dave.
Shout out.
Fucking beauty.
Great guy. Absolute beauty.
I
Max,
didn't
what do you
know
got to
your
say
ultimate
there?
hype, man.
I'm literally playing that at full tilt before every single fishing trip, I think. As we're gearing up at the boat launch, that's just gonna be permeating the airwaves of Gus's Suburban and everybody else at the landing. I don't care how many boats are in that landing. 6 a.m., 9 a.m., doesn't matter. That thing's getting played full tilt.
We need to
Everyone gets to listen to Dave saying, "Lock the fuck in."
save that recording, and then when it happens this year, that'll be the intro, and then everybody will know, like, oh shit, he got it done.
We're gonna be launching the boat on Cranberry Lake, and that's gonna be playing 50-incher in the
Yeah,
sweet
right.
Yeah, you were machine.
Maybe.
Yeah,
Yeah,
God, no,
loosen
that
the
was great.
R50.
That fired me up. That fired me up. All right, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Let's head on to our second caller of the week.
Hello, guys. This is Max Kaufman with Cougar Baits Fish and Lures. I just had a couple questions for you all. One would be, what is the one technique that really gets the blood flowing, right? Like, what is the one technique that you may not always get to use necessarily to catch the fish, but what is the one that you just can't get enough of? You know, for me, I know it was using my brand new bait this year, the Floozy, and fishing that son of a gun near some deeper weed edges, just burning it, just near those deep edges, and those fish would just come up and smoke it. Not everyone likes that type of fishing, but I just figured I'd ask. That would be one. What would be your favorite technique that really just gets the blood pumping? And I guess the other question I'd have for you guys is, what is there a Wisconsin beer that you guys have yet to try that you really want to? Thank you so much for taking the time to answer this. Appreciate it. And Gus, it was nice running into you at the Wisconsin Muskie Expo. Thank you so much, guys. Talk to you later.
Appreciate the call in, Max of Cougar Baits. He makes some sweet custom musky jigs and now that new floozy, kind of like a spinnerbait arm, chatterbait hybrid. Pretty pumped about that. I got a couple of those. If that's all right, I'll start it off. I think if I'm going down to like a technique that really gets the juices flowing, I think this is kind of maybe just
Right.
because we grew up on it on dirtier water.
Do you mean by
Yeah,
What?
he put a lot of emphasis on really gets the blood pumping.
Well,
What's he mean though?
musky fishing. It's adrenaline rush. Y'all know about that.
I think we might be answering
Yeah.
this two different ways, but we'll see.
Okay.
Okay.
It would be fishing just dirty water and having fish come out of absolutely nowhere in the figure eight. I think that's the way that really gets the blood flowing. I mean, there's something cool about seeing a muskie come in from far away on like 10, 15, 20-foot clarity lakes, but there's just nothing better than getting that adrenaline going and seeing a fish fly in on, green bloom, brown stain, dark stained water. And I think that's going to be my answer there.
Taylor, you're up.
Well, I'm not gonna pick top water because I know Brian's gonna take top water.
I
But
wanted you to go make sure.
I would say besides seeing a big V come up behind a top water and just tail kick and smash it, that's pretty awesome. But probably like a Husky Medusa bite is one of the best. I mean, when you're just ripping that thing super aggressive and it just stops and about pulls you into the boat or into the water, that's probably one of the best bites that you get. I mean, it's normally something big at the other end. So
That's a
yeah,
solid one.
we're in agreement here.
That's perfect. Brian, top water, what you thinking?
Well, I don't
Gets
know.
the
I mean,
blood. What gets the blood
yeah,
flowing?
when he was talking about what really gets the blood flowing, I'm
What
immediately thinking
really
like
gets the blood flowing? What you mean by that?
in my head, I'm thinking like, okay, it's like maybe 4th of July weekend. We're, fishing in the morning, right? And all of a sudden, like you pull up, it doesn't even matter what you're throwing, but there might be a couple good looking women on the dock, right? That might get the blood flowing, wake you up to start your day. But no, I guess in all seriousness, then I would,
No, you weren't being serious?
50-50. I would
50-50.
say, I just, dude, I'm geeking out, sorry, I don't know, but when you and I fished in that tournament last year, when the fucking pirate boat came around and all those jigs were on the top deck,
Oh,
we're just like, finally, something.
finally. Something
You're
else
like,
to work. Oh,
hey,
jeez.
because
Yeah. That's what I'm
anyways.
talking about, though. On a slow day, that'll get the blood pumping. But yeah, not
Couple
top
NBs.
water. I'll get more creative. I do really, really like, this also not only gets the blood pumping, but keeps me kind of locked in is when I'm working a jerk bait over shallow weeds and can kind of like dive it into pockets. I mean, a lot of times you're able to like see your bait depending on how shallow you are. So like being able to kind of watch it all the way back, dance it around the holes, really enjoy that.
Just a visual learner.
Yeah, sight fisherman. How about you, Max? Other than the pirate ship.
Yeah, a couple NBs. I would say what really gets the blood flowing, and I don't think this has been the case for me over the last year or two. Thankfully it did happen towards the end of last year after quite a drought, but sucker fishing. I think that, like, I don't know, time between when the clicker goes off and when you set the hook is the heart's pumping. You kind of feel a little weak in the arms, a little weak in the knees, not really knowing what's going on the other end of end of the line. So yeah, I would say that's one of the most fun, like, brief moments in musky fishing because there's so much anticipation. Normally, like Gus, you're talking about a strike that comes out of nowhere. I mean, you're obviously your adrenaline's going after you hook the fish, but there's no real build up to that, right? Like you just start kind of lollygagging around. Next thing you know, a fish comes up and smokes you both side. But with the sucker fishing, there's just so much what feels like an eternity between clicker going off and hook set sometimes. That's probably one of my more favorite times. I just wish it would happen a little bit more often is all.
Yeah,
I just
I
like
feel
to watch
that.
suckers swimming around with muskies behind them
Yeah.
and for eat them. That's what
That's
boats
cool too.
flash.
That's cool
That
too.
doesn't even give me adrenaline anymore.
Yeah, you
If
seem
I
to get
see them falling,
excited.
it's like, nah, Waypoint, I'll come back in 4 hours. It might eat.
Yeah. Spot lock.
It is pretty crazy. Yeah. Or just spot lock and eat a sandwich is also another play.
That was a fantastic question. I love that.
Oh, we have a second part of that before we forget.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Good call.
I know you're saying a Wisconsin beer that we have yet to have that we always have wanted to. I would have to think on that. I know the first thing that comes to my mind is it's probably not even a Wisconsin beer. It's probably definitely not even a Wisconsin beer. A beer that I've had that I wish I never had was a Red Dog. I will never have one of those again. To flip that question around. But, you know, I don't know. That's kind of tough. Tough question. I think there's – I don't know if I've yet to have that that one local beer from Tribute, that jalapeno one. Have you, Max?
I have. Yeah, I've had
that. Is that one any good?
If you like jalapenos, I guess. Yeah.
Give it a shot.
Is it tasty? Not going to drink five of them, but.
Facts. Fair. Fair.
Yeah, no, I don't, nothing's coming to mind for me for beers that in Wisconsin.
Maybe we've just drank them all.
No. If you got some beer suggestions of some kind of wild, smaller, I don't know, breweries or whatever, slide into the DMs. Let us know what we're missing out on.
Sounds good. Yeah, that one's kind of a tough one to answer, but definitely open to suggestions. All right, Max, rip it with on the line number three.
Hey Gus, Adam here from Three Lakes, Wisconsin. Just calling in to wish yourself, Brian and Max, congratulations on all the success you've had with Muskies on Tap. It's a great podcast. Just calling to see what bodies of water you guys are most looking forward to fishing this year and what lures you're most looking to throw in this year. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for that submission, Adam. Appreciate and that.
Your kind words. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I think Taylor and mine might be the same potentially on a July trip. I'll let her rip first, but I'm actually not even sure if I've told Brian or Max, but I'm pretty pumped to fish Lake St. Clair this year in July.
What?
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 Dropping the news.
Come on.
That's bullshit.
That is absolute horseshit. How'd you get hooked up with that trip?
I'm gonna leave the pod right now.
Just yeah, sorry, Brian, Max. No invites, but
that's crazy.
No, it's gonna be myself, Taylor, Clayton, Jamie, and Kyle. Kyle Hunsader from Huntsy Tales. He said if he did super well in the show season and appreciated the help from us on pushing the baits and stuff and throwing them and catching fish and whatnot, he would get a trolling trip with, was it Quintano, Taylor?
Yeah, Jason Quintano.
Yeah, Jason Quintano, trolling all day Lake St. Clair, and we're going in July. So I am extremely pumped to finally go to the Sea of Muskies.
Wow. So all five of you guys are going to be in his rig?
He's got a really big rig, I believe.
It's a big, big boat, big trolling boat.
Okay. Sweet.
Would that be like, would it be almost crazy though if you came back and still didn't catch a 50?
Wouldn't be that crazy.
That'd be a damn shame, wouldn't it, Max?
We got five people in the lineup. Yeah. The odds are tough, even on just a given day. I mean, it's not like it's nuts, automatic though. Out there, but
yeah.
Well, that's awesome, man. I'm pretty pumped for you guys. That sounds like a fun trip. So you guys are just doing one, like, there and back, and
yep,
calling it
one
good?
One day driving, sleep in a hotel, get up, troll all day, sleep in a hotel, and drive back.
Nice.
Efficient.
Yeah. You don't get to see Detroit at all? That sucks.
I know Taylor was looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
It sounded like it.
He's trying to extend the trip a little bit.
Yeah, well,
that's
what I'm looking forward
if I
to.
could, I would.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, if I could, I would pull. I'd pull the Camus over there and do a little fishing after the fact. But I got
seriously.
You know bits to attend to. But yeah, that's exciting to get over there. I'm with Gus on that one.
That's awesome.
What was the original question? Is it what you're looking forward to fishing this year, or just like
bodies of water
yeah.
that you're looking forward to fishing this year? He kind of he
Brian,
sent
you
me a
excited to
text
fish yellow
after.
birch, scattering rice? I mean, we're not going to St. Clair, so
Anvil.
He said,
"I'll probably
end of
meet you
the
at
chain."
Anvil.
Go catch a couple dink pike.
Yeah, maybe hop over to Three Lakes if we're lucky. Gus lets us.
I heard there was a giant goose eater on the Eagle River chain, though, so you boys
yeah.
got a good chance.
Yep, there was.
We're poking fun, but no, it's gonna be a great year. I mean, we're definitely gonna be hitting the chain this year a good bit. Obviously, Gus is guiding, but then also the PMTT going there. I'm pretty excited to fish Cass Bemidji. That week is probably something I'm most looking forward to for the summer. That leg three of the trail this year, being up in northern Minnesota, getting to hang out with a couple of those guys that are locals up there and know their way around. So I think Gus and I are going to be taking some days off and heading up there early and just kind of doing our typical Minnesota pre-fishing, trying to catch as many fish as we can.
I like that sometimes too. That's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I'll spew a little bit for everybody's wanting to hear. This year, new excursion, crazy body water to fish. I'm looking forward to fishing. Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, I got to find this in the pod and beep it out. Dang it, Brian. Give me edit and stuff. I'll find it.
That'll be a good beep.
Yeah, that'd be a good beep.
Are we going to.
Is there a second part? Or just pace
yeah.
your.
Oh, now
pace?
I got to bleep it out again next.
Oh, sad.
Damn.
Is it baits
yeah,
you're
the looking
second part
forward
was
to use?
Baits looking forward to use. Pick one bait. Everyone
oh,
go.
Lord.
I'll go last.
Swim fin.
Swim
Taylor,
fin.
You go.
I don't really know. That's probably, I would say, the top line dipstick is it for me. Otherwise,
oh,
I did get
oh,
a.
Oh,
oh, are
one
we
bait.
up?
One bait.
All right.
All right. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh. You're like, well, if it ain't that one, that could be this one. And I'm almost pretty pumped for this one.
But now I'm kind of curious what his second one was.
Yeah, no, I kind of want to know.
I can't tell.
Let it rip. What?
Secret.
Do I have to bleep it out?
Rules
again?
Are rules.
Rules and them's the rules.
Yeah, you can bleep it out. It's I got a.
Ooh.
I don't know
Ooh.
If I'm gonna say anything about that or not, but I'm fucking pumped to run that thing.
That'll be a good
hell
beep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be another good beep. All
we
right.
We could put a paywall in front of that. That'd be cool.
About time we make some damn money off this podcast.
Taylor's bait choices.
Right.
I'm looking forward to this new Globe Topwater, like Topwater, and Gus has been hyping up the Globe a lot, so I haven't filled up the bathtub yet, but I'm excited to see what it sounds like.
Dude, you live like in Appleton by the Fox River. You can just go up there and chuck it
That's
on
true.
There.
I could just go
pretty
fishing.
Sure it's open. Like, come on. You don't need to put water in the bathtub. To run up. No, I'm pumped about that Globe. We've had a Globe for a while and we haven't caught anything on it, but for how little runtime I've put into it, I've raised fish almost every single time using it. So I'm pumped on that one. I think it was like Cyclone Baits or something. Brian's got it right there. Baby duck color. Classic. Max, you let her rip.
I said swim fin.
Oh, you did. Sorry.
Yeah, you're good.
No, I'm definitely pumped on that one too. Looking at the baits, a lot of goodies. I think one that I am very pumped about is that 7-inch Flutter Glide from Big Action with the rattles and the way that thing knocks around and got that little tail in the back too, that tied tail. I'm pretty pumped about that one. A lot of great glides to use this year, but I think that one stands out in the most different because it sinks the fastest. It's got like some crazy action on the way down. I feel like it's a glide bait you can use in not post frontal negative to neutral conditions. You could just chuck that, maybe in as opposed to like rubber or something on a hot summer day and give that a shot just because it's loud, obnoxious, and probably can work it fairly fast. So pretty pumped on that one.
Sweet. All right. Two more on the line submissions. Let's go to our next caller here.
Hey guys, this is Austin from Madison, Wisconsin area. Calling in with a funny story. A couple years ago, I was up north, Vilas County area, with a buddy of mine, Mike. And the first morning, I hooked into a nice fish, and he grabbed the net, came to net it, lost his footing, and took a dive over the side of the boat with net in hand. Luckily, he came up treading water with the fish in the net. But you'll never appreciate your fishing partner more than seeing him treading water with a nice muskie in the bag. Fish ended up being a 44-incher, nice thick Vilas County fish. But yeah, my question for you guys is, what's your most memorable or funny muskie story?
Ooh, that's a good one. What a net man there. If
Tough
only,
to
if
top.
only, if only. I'm just kidding.
If only.
One I'll just bring right back up that pops to mind. Brian, was your it's still your length PB, PB by length. The one that I almost completely botched the net, where I basically was like, "Help, help!" Had that thing vertical.
Crying for help.
What do I do? That was pretty memorable. I remember that one decently well, and very happy it's totally on video, so I'll never forget.
Yeah, that is always funny footage to watch back. All hunched over the boat trying to save that thing. I'd have to think on that. Taylor, do you have one?
I got a favorite day. It was just an absolute stupid day. It was actually the first time that I actually took my wife now fishing for muskies. And during that day, we boated 13 fish, which is just absolutely insane. It's by far the most fish I've ever caught. Okay? And she actually lost six fish that she had hooks in that day as well. And it was what, 6 hours, I think, we were
What?
out. It was
What?
ridiculous. Like every single, I mean, it was almost every cast. It was nuts. But there was one point in time where I was ripping a suik and I actually bumped like a sucker or a carp or something. And I set the hook and I just didn't get anything. I'm like, oh, it's a carp, you know, whatever. She's like, oh, yeah, sure it was. And like the next cast, she gets ripped by a muskie and I can see her rod is just head shaking and thumping and pops the hook off. And I'm like, well, what was that? She's like, oh, it was a carp. I was like, no, it wasn't a carp. And she's like, oh yeah, it was. Well, then like, I don't know, four casts after that, she hooks into another one, ripping a little mini Medusa, hooks into another one, and this thing comes up to the surface, head shake, and pops the hook out again. And it's only like 5 feet from the boat. I'm like, I suppose that was a carp too, huh? She's like, no, I saw that one's face. It was definitely a muskie. But it was just an incredible day. I mean, through and through, it was like from the time that we got on the water to the time we got off. And it was fun to have my future wife in the boat with me on a day like that. But of course, she's, you know, didn't really understand what that day was all about. But I was all jacked up. I think the next time we went, we caught two, which is still a good day. I'm like, well, what do you think about that one, honey? And she's like, well, that was all right. Like she didn't care. She was spoiled the first round, but that was by far my most incredible day muskie fishing.
That's insane. I didn't think muskie fishing could be that good. I mean, to have a chance at 20 fish.
Yeah, that was wild.
Jeez.
That is nuts.
Man, I don't know. I've thought of a few. I guess one that's pretty funny. I think we've told it in the past, but I think it was our first national championship tournament in Eagle River on the chain. And first morning in like within the first 15
Oh
minutes,
yeah.
spot A1. Gus brings one in on the eight, and I'm like simultaneously coming in on the eight, and it's like hot on Gus. And right after like the second turn, it just burns over to my bait, and I hook up on it right to, I think,
That's
like, was that like all of our first tournaments?
I think Max and I that year fished the Spring Classic.
Okay.
Their asses
Those
whooped.
are, oh yeah, we raised some pigs though,
Yeah, we did. We were
like some chain
shaking.
pigs.
Yeah, we thought we were on them. Well, we kind of were. We just couldn't get them to eat, but that would have been, yeah, we didn't hook any fish.
Yeah, facts, facts. Yeah, so basically, yeah, second tournament, and this is an individual tournament for those listening that don't
Yeah,
know.
makes it even better.
That
So I just poach one off Gus to start the
was, yeah, I remember looking at the pics. We did not start right at 6 a.m. and like the picture of you holding the muskies at like 6:18.
Yeah.
So it was pretty quick.
That was awesome. How about you, Max?
I mean, it is really hard to say like one particular story was like the best. I think we've told probably almost all of our great stories, I think, from like on the boat. I mean, I think one of the more like, man, there's a couple stories like, but it's when we would travel over to the Hayward area, like it just seemed like we always kind of were running into some shit when we would do that. And I think
Literally,
one of
literally running
the,
into
yeah,
shit.
running, like literally running into
Running
deers
into deer.
at 4:30 in the morning during new moon, pitch black in the middle of nowhere. But yeah, I think one of the funnier, like our first ever trip to Hayward when, I was like really busy with work. Brad is really busy with work, and we're like all super pumped up for this trip. And I'm like, Gus, like, can you find us some lodging for this week? Like, please, can you just like get on top of this? Like, we were planning on going that weekend, and typical Gus fashion, might have taken a few days to get around to doing that. He's like, well, how
You're
hard could it be to find lodging, in Hayward, Wisconsin during the summer? Turns out there was a indigenous convention going on that weekend, and every single place was literally packed, campsite, everything. Like there was not a goddamn vacancy in a co like, two counties around Hayward. It was ridiculous. And at the time, we really didn't even know, like, especially like, we didn't know like for sure where we were gonna fish. We were so lost, and like this was on Thursday, like I'm packing my bags. I'm like, dude, what are we gonna do? And so I think, I don't know if it was either me or Gus was calling around resorts and just saying like, hey, if you got any extra room, was it you, Gus, or was it, I can't
It
remember.
was me. I remember
Yeah,
talking
you're
to them
calling.
on the phone. Yeah.
That's
We were
right.
both.
And
Yeah.
yeah, that's right. And the guy's like, well, we got some room in like a spillover lot if you guys want to like camp there. And we're like, yeah, sure. That's perfect. It's right on the lake. We can keep our boat at the resort. Like it was just perfect setup. So, after thinking that we were going to have zero place to sleep, we thought this like great situation just came upon us. We're like, oh my God. So we're all fired up. We drive up to Hayward. Brian and I from Minneapolis. Gus meets us over from Eagle River. And we show up, and the guy's like busier and shit. The place is just packed. We're like, where the hell are we gonna put our stuff? And he's like, oh yeah, here, I'll show you boys where to go. And he takes us around the corner, and it's literally the dump.
The dumpster lot. But there's a
Dumpster
good amount of space, enough space for a trailer, two
lot.
trucks.
So we were sleeping in our car, in our cars in the dumpster lot. And the nice part about it was we didn't sleep much. We got full access to the bar. Boat was hooked up to the dock all weekend long, right there on the resort. And we fished damn near as hard as I've ever fished in my life on two brand new bodies of water. Had no clue where to go, never mapped them out, never heard anything about them. No one told us where to go. And we just fish from hearing about, like it brought me back to like just good old fashioned shit. 'Cause it was like, we pretty much went out and barked like day one, had no clue what we were doing. I can't remember if we caught or raised or whatever, but then like, you go back to the bar and start drinking with people. Hey, have you ever caught a muskie here? Like, we need some help. And people start pointing you in different directions. And then we kind of got onto a pattern. And by like day two, we just started catching fish. And it was, a lot of fun. I always look back on that weekend pretty fondly.
Yeah, that was what started as kind of like a, oh shit, like we're really gonna sleep next to these dumpsters and, you know, get the raccoons and bears at night. I mean, it was like a little dicey at first, but no, like only great memories from that trip. And we probably slept 4 hours or whatever. And I mean, that was kind of the blessing of sleeping in the back of a truck is like you didn't really want to be sleeping. So like as soon
Yeah,
as
wanted to
someone
be
woke up,
fishing.
it's like, all right, let's just go fish. I remember getting up at 4:30, the sun's like barely starting to poke, and we're going over to the communal like RV park bathrooms and getting situated for the day. And yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
If
I
anyone
remember him on
remembers
the
the old, oh, go ahead,
oh
Gus.
oh sorry, I was just gonna quickly add, I remember on the phone with the guy, he's like, when I was asking him like, so like how much, you know, because I was thinking it was like a spot at the RV park or whatever at the campground. And he's like, I don't know. And it's a small area, blah, blah, blah. He didn't say anything about the dumpsters. And he's like, I don't know, $40 a night or something. I'm like, I'm sure. Don't, you know, don't care. And then we ended up just literally having all of our meals at the bar at the resort there and everything. And by the end, I'm like, so what do I? Oh yeah, he's like, dude, you're good. You ate
Well, we
food here
shut it
and hung
down with
out.
the shut it down with them both nights. So you're the only one standing at the bar. So we had no nothing else, nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
It's true. We're landlocked.
That was
Yeah.
good stuff. All right, last voice call in, voice memo on the line for this evening.
What's up, Mod Boys? Long time listener, first time caller. Just something I got thinking on after listening to some Spittin' Chiclets interviews, listening to them talk to some NHL guys who are notoriously pretty superstitious guys. You know, got to put your equipment on a certain way, got to have a certain pregame meal. Got me thinking, what are your biggest muskie fishing superstitions? You know, something you got to do before you get in the boat in the morning, something that happens out on the water that makes you think, all right, we're about to get into some today. Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate the call in, Ben. Been trying to think of one. I don't know if anybody's got anything right off the dome to rip on, like superstitions, anything just a little stitious on out in the boat. Let her rip.
I guess the only thing I like in routine wise, there's nothing like superstitious, I would say, that like, you know, I do every time, but if I like the first day, you know, catch a couple fish and have the hot hand, you know, I'd wear that same hat. Or if I need to change up, change the hat for the next day. Meal wise, not really anything superstitious. Usually starts a quick trip, ends with a stomach ache and the toilet, so nothing too helpful there. Yeah, I don't know if you guys got any better regimens.
Well, I was gonna add for sure the hat thing. I think that's pretty common around. I always, you know, switch my hats or try and keep the hot hat on hand if there's, you know, a color working, one of the mod hats. But one that I'll bring up that worked in 2023, shout out Charlie Scott. He kind of brought this about when he first booked with me. We went out in the fall. I didn't know him too well, and we got out there, and he's like, I got a bunch of blueberry dunkers at Quick Trip. I'm like, all right, sweet. You know, I love those things. And he's like, well, this has kind of been my thing this year. It's like every time you take a bite of one, or you know, have one that day, like if it's not going super well, they bite or whatever. And it was a banger day. We went 4 for 5, and nothing was under 40 or 41 inch. It was, you know, phenomenal day. I think we had two on the suckers or whatever, and we never even bit into the dunkers yet, and they were the smaller of the two. And then I have a video of me literally being like, all right, let's take out the dunkers, you know, might as well see what happens here. And I'm literally like taking the first bite of one, and I'm like talking with food in my mouth, and he just lays into a beautiful mid 40 inch fish on a tube. And I'm like, oh, shit, scrambling, setting the dunkers down, the box is open. So that one worked out. We went back later in November, and we rimped the dunkers again after a brutal start to the morning trolling, and ended up getting two in the afternoon after we ripped the dunkers post lunch. So that was a big one for 2023.
Heather, what do you got?
I got really nothing, as far as superstition on the water. I was kind of funny. I was actually joking with a guy the other day. I got a picture of my daughter. And so I'm in the boat, working over hooks and checking everything over and all that. Well, she always likes to be up in the boat with me whenever it's in the driveway. And she's got this little fairy outfit. Like she's got like wings and a little tiara and a little, magic wand. And she like blesses all my baits that are in the boat. So that's probably the key to my success on the water year after year.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Oh, that's a good one. I did just think of one more, actually, and I know the Green Bay trollers will appreciate it. And I know some of them do it as well as I'm full on odd numbers on the line counter reels for setting up lines. That's just a thing. I don't know. 29, 31, 39, 43, I don't know, just ripping
Yep,
an
those are
odd
odd
number.
numbers.
I'm happy they were. I'm glad I'm on my game tonight.
28.
that's funny.
Oh, hey.
I like no.
Appreciate you giving
Well.
us six examples.
right, I'm gonna set the mic down.
55.
Another good one is if you are really, really struggling on the water every day, either forget your net or bury it in every single bait you have laying on the deck. That will get
Yeah.
you bit every time.
Have you
Nice.
forgotten the net before?
Yes, I have hand landed some fish in my life.
Oh, damn.
That's
I've thought of that extreme, but maybe that's worth a try if you're really struggling.
two that come to mind for me. I wouldn't say they're more superstitions, just like they're my a couple good luck items that I have. One are the pair of socks that Brian and Gus always give me a hard time for.
The
My
DDs,
white Adidas socks. So
white
if y'all ever see me in my slides and my white Adidas during tournaments and
Adidas.
stuff,
You
now
know
you
it's
know
on.
why.
He's locked in.
Yeah, just locked the fuck in, as Dave says. The white Adidas socks are like the typical grandpa socks, like when you see old people rocking like the New Balances with the ankle, like the over
They're just
the,
above the ankle bone,
yeah,
like 2 inches above
just
the
above,
shoe.
yeah,
Not a
like
calf,
2 or 3 inches
not a
up.
no-show.
Yeah, not like a half calf, like low, like a just over the
What are those
Achilles, I would
called?
say.
Crew
No.
socks. No,
Crew
shorter than
socks, no?
crew.
Mid, I think they're like mid ankle or something. Mid
Yeah.
anks.
So
Mid
the
anks
white
Adidas.
Adidas, I rock those pretty much exclusively during tournaments. And then I do have a blue Thorn Brothers Sim shirt that has been freaking money. I've not told this to Gus because I don't want to jinx it. But that thing
Welp.
is like, I
Welp.
think, batting 100% during tournaments. So,
Dog, that's insane.
damn.
You might have to switch that up now that the cat's out
Like,
of the bag. I
like
never
during
realized
either.
it.
Yeah, there's so many pictures of either me, like when you catch a fish, I'm wearing it, or when I catch a fish, I'm wearing it.
Yeah.
So that one has been pretty money for us in the past. But we'll see. I mean, every year is going to be different. And then Gus knows that I do have some songs I make up on the boat to call in the muskies. So that usually helps.
How do those
I've
go,
found,
though?
well, I can't, there's, I'm not out
We
fishing,
can't.
so it's hard to say,
But what
but
if the people like want to be able to sing them if they're in a wall?
I think
Nah,
it's
it's kind of like their own.
what's that one fucking song I always sing?
Where
I
are you,
honestly, no,
Muskie? I know you're out there.
what's the Pink Floyd song? Hello, hello, hello.
Oh,
Are there
is there
any
any
muskies out
muskies
there?
out there? Not if
So
you can hear me.
there's a lot of different songs I'll make up that have typically worked out pretty well. So yeah, I would say those are. But yeah, no, great night here of online caller submissions. Like I said, if we did not get to yours yet and you submitted a few weeks back, please blame Gus. And we will
What?
get to those next week.
All right,
Keep
fine, whatever.
sending.
That's all right. Getting thrown
I'm
under the bus here
specifically
tonight.
talking to Nate Budd, who we have now missed 2 weeks in a row, our
Shout
repeat
out Nate
caller.
Bud. We'll give him a shotty.
Yeah.
Shout out Nate
Shout out.
Bud. And Phil. Sorry,
And
Phil.
Phil. But good to see some other repeats from this week. And yeah, let's keep this segment going. It's really nice. Fun to do. Glad we had Taylor to join us this week and help us out with some of these submissions. Great job in the co-host seat tonight, Taylor. Let's give him a quick round of applause, huh? Let's go.
Woo,
Another one
yeah.
doesn't show.
Fired up. Fired up.
Fired up.
Reigning bucktail king of the Hunsie Tails booth. Sorry, guys.
It's all good. It's all good. Suggs Juice Box will catch muskies this year. Same with Guarantee and all the others. But one thing that we do have to talk on, which Taylor, you're going to be speaking at, is the Waters Meet Muskie Expo this weekend, March 29th. At the Northern Waters Casino in Waters Meet, Michigan, just off of Highway 45, just north of the border, north of Lando, not too far from Eagle River, Minocqua, Vilas County area. Pretty pumped about that. We will have a booth there, Muskies on Tap, Suggs Fishing. It'll just be myself there. Max and Brian aren't going to make the trek. Plus, it looks like the weather's going to be a little shaky. We hope it's going to be a good turnout. Hope to see a bunch of people there, but Huntsie Tails will be there as well. Hammer Customs, just letting everybody know this is your last shot at Hammer Customs baits by Nick. He's going to stop making until the fall, and when he starts making again, it's pretty much for the Wausau Show, the Wisconsin Muskie Expo in 2026. If he doesn't sell completely out at Waters Meet, he might throw some on Facebook. So be sure to give Hammer Custom Baits a follow on Facebook to stay updated in case you weren't able to pick one up or be at the shows. But Taylor, you're going to be speaking. What are you going to be speaking on? And I mean, I didn't say it before, but how was the speaking at Wausau?
Wausau was all right. I don't know. I'm not a professional speaker. I'm not a motivational speaker. I just catch muskies. But there was some stuff that I wanted to say in that one that I just didn't get out because I was a nervous wreck. But I think for the most part it was good. I got some key points out that I wanted to get out. Had some questions after the fact and had some people come to the booth to ask about those afterwards. So that's good sign that people, got some from wanted to get more of it. But then up at the Waters Meat Expo, basically I'm going to be diving into like auto charting and how I'm picking my spots, how I'm picking my lakes, where those fish are setting up, basically like an in-depth of breaking down water and how to be efficient on the water. So that's just kind of what I feel is my strong suit, and I like to preach on that a little bit. But as far as like the other speakers go up there, I think that's a hell of a lineup. I'm pretty excited about that. Maybe listening in on some of those you got.
No.
Uh-oh. We might have just
Man down.
shoot. All right, apologies there. Taylor had his Wi-Fi or something cut out here, but we got him back and he was just about to talk about the lineup of speakers. So, Taylor, if you want to let that rip, I know you got yourself like you said, but there is a great lineup of speakers at Waters Meet.
Yeah, I think that's one of the definitely the highlight of this show is the list of speakers that they have. They have some absolute legends of the sport, really. They have Steve Herbeck, which everybody knows about. Herbie, he's been around forever. Steve Heiting, he's once again another one that's been around forever. Rob Manthey, and then I don't quote me on this, but it's Bill Scherer. I think he's a
I
fly
think
guy.
that's correct.
Does he
Yes.
do fly stuff? Which that's, I mean, that's pretty cool. That's different. If you want to get out and listen to some of that, I am actually pretty flattered to be on that list of speakers. I mean, those guys have been around a long time and have been doing it forever. And I'm not really that far into this game, so pretty pumped to be a part of that.
That's awesome, man.
That
That's
is
a hell of a
awesome.
lineup.
Yeah.
Hell of a
It's
lineup.
a stellar lineup, and there's some really good vendors there as well. I don't know if I have the list, but take my word for it. Either way, I
Trust
think it's gonna
me.
be a great show.
Trust,
I
trust.
believe if you buy your entry, it includes, what does it say here? You got the vendors, information booths, door prizes. Children under 12 are free, and you get $20 free play at the Beano.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Ryan might be
My
making the trip.
Saturday just opened up. No, I actually made an appearance at Oneida this past weekend, and I should probably stay away from Menino for a little while. You
Okay.
hit the slots
Okay.
again?
I started on blackjack, then I was like, you know what? I gotta go
Go
try
back
my hand
to
at the slots.
go for your bread and butter.
Yeah. Nothing was my bread and butter that day. But Taylor, do you just want to say what time you're speaking at? I don't know if that was mentioned. I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I think I'm at like 11 or 11:30 is when that's and was when that's going down. Something else that's kind of cool. Hank Customs and Hunt's Tales are both doing like buy a certain amount and get entered into a raffle for free bait or apparel.
Yes, I think Hunty Tail's doing like two winners. I think he's doing a top winner gets like a choice of a hoodie or a sun shirt and a free bait, and the second winner gets a hat and a free bait. And what's Nick doing? I think he. I'm not sure if he's announced it yet. Has he?
Yeah,
Oh,
he
here we go.
did.
Yeah, he
He's
did. He did.
doing
Winning a jackhammer, his larger trolling crankbait. You get with every bait purchased at my booth will be one entry into winning a jackhammer crankbait. That's pretty dang good. Because even if he's not gonna have a ton at this show because he sold an absolute bucket load of baits at Wausau. And he was only able to make a few more. So even if he does sell completely out, you still have pretty decent odds at getting a jackhammer. So that's a really good giveaway that Nick is doing with Hammer Customs. I don't know if we have any other stuff to talk about here tonight, but I think we can wrap it up and leave you guys with that. Other than hope to see you guys there at the Waters Meet Show. I got the Muskies on Tap merch. It'll be on the website soon as well for those that weren't able to make it to the shows. Getting some pictures and uploading them online here shortly. And so you can check out www.sugsfishing.com. That's where you're going to find all the info and the merchandise for Muskies on Tap. And Taylor, while we got you here and the Wi-Fi doesn't cut out, if you're able to hear me right now, want to give your guide service page and all that information for the people if they want to book a trip with you.
Yeah, I am on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, and that is Busky Guaranteed Guide Service on every one of them. I also have a web page that I do not get on very often. That's www.muskyguaranteedguideservice.com, and my cell is 715-490-5088. You can call or text that, and I will get back to you as quickly as I can.
Awesome. Appreciate you coming on here, Taylor. Great to have another co-host and another angle at some of the questions that we had on here, and look forward to seeing you again this weekend. I think with that being said, boys, if you got nothing else to add here, Brian, if you want to take it away.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Muskies on Tap. Taylor, shout out to you for coming on. Make sure to go book a guided trip with him this summer. And Gus, maybe do it back to back. Figure out who's better. Put an end to the debate. King of the North Woods. Good luck to everybody here in the Sweet 16 this weekend. I am putting all of my eggs in my basket for Houston. They've been due for years now. They're going to get it done this year. Who we got? Who we got? Name your pick. Name your pick. Who you got? Winning it all.
Duke.
Max,
Brett,
hurry.
Auburn.
Ah.
All right,
Bye, man.
peace.